Candlewick on Brilliance Audio presents the unabridged recording of The Piper's Son by Melina Marchetta, performed by Michael Finney.
The dedication reads, "For my dad, Antonino, whose dream it is to have his children and grandchildren living under his roof, and for my mum, Adelina, who'd love us to live next door. This novel could be as close as it gets. And in memory of Morgan J. Hill, who loved Joe Satriani."
Prologue. The string slices into the skin of his fingers, and no matter how tough the calluses, it tears. But this beat is fast, and even though his joints are aching, his arm's out of control, like it has a mind of its own, and the sweat that drenches his hair and face seems to smother him. But nothing's going to stop Tom. He's aiming for oblivion. And he hears them holler his name, because the song's ended, and he's still going, strumming strings to their foundations. And suddenly the room is spinning, and when he hits the ground head first off that table, his life doesn't flash before his eyes, because Tom can't remember his life. Can't remember the last year, anyway. But then memory taunts him, and he's back at that cemetery, where they're burying his uncle in an empty grave. And Nanny Grace is there alongside his step-pop Bill, and Auntie Georgie, and Tom's dad, and they're all just dead inside. Georgie says it's what happens to you when you bury your little brother. Nanny Grace says it's what happens when you bury your youngest son. Tom's dad says nothing. Beyond where they stand, there's another empty grave that belongs to them, of someone even younger than his Uncle Joe.
It's what I've been doing for most of my life.